This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, December the 30th of 2024. Down to the final 2 days of this year before we turn the calendars to 2025. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies. See some blue skies. Temperature mild for this time of year, 28 degrees. I am Chad Holmes, and it is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, talk a bit about the weather. Once again, as we get towards the end of December, towards January, there's basically no snow on the ground. There's little piles, you know, where the plows had moved them. But for the most part, there's no snow again. And again, this seems to be a pattern that is continuing. It's something that I think we could discuss a little deeper because at this point, are we going to be into a new normal? I've talked about this with Brittany before, a new normal where folks who have their snowmobiles, who have their sleds, who have their cross-country skis here in central Wisconsin will be forced to get rid of them because there's never going to be any use for them unless you go up way up north. But we'll talk about that and more and the forecast for the early part of the work week with Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21. Also, plenty to talk about concerning the weekend. Another tough loss for the Pack against the Vikings. Almost like a repeat of the first game between the two teams. The Packers tried to make the late comeback, came up short against Minnesota. So the Packers pretty much settled into where they're going to be in terms of the playoff seeding. One more game to go coming up on Sunday against the Bears, but we will talk a little bit about what yesterday meant for Green Bay as we continue. We'll talk quite a bit about the death of former President Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter passed away at the age of 100 yesterday. And coming up a little bit later in this hour, we're going to play some comments from the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Biden and Carter have a long history together. Biden was in the United States Senate when Jimmy Carter ran for president and was President of the United States. Joe Biden was one of the early endorsers of Jimmy Carter in the Democratic primary campaign of 1976, which was a big upset win for Carter over some nationally prominent Democrats. But we'll hear, I think, some words that I want to remind people as we head towards Trump 2.0, that there's still something called decency out there. There's something that is adult, something that is presidential still out there. As the clown show already begins in the transition with Donald Trump and his band of advisors, I want to play these words from President Biden to show common decency. Decency from our current president about a former president. So we'll hear those comments a little bit later on in this hour. Also, want to talk a bit about what matters, or frankly, a statement that came to mind yesterday when I saw New Hampshire's Governor John Sununu speak on CNN. And he was asked about, I think very pertinent questions about perhaps conflict of interest for Elon Musk. And you can take it to the next step, conflicts of interest for Donald Trump and other people around Donald Trump that used to be important. In fact, Jimmy Carter, he is known as the peanut farmer from Georgia. He owned a peanut farm in Georgia, a small peanut farm in Georgia. When he became president of the United States, he sold that peanut farm just so there would not be a conflict of interest should there be an issue involving that business, whether or not it could be foreign trade or anything like that. But in order to make sure that there was not even the faintest impression of a conflict of interest, Jimmy Carter sold that peanut farm. We now are in an era where Donald Trump, over three presidential campaigns, has refused to release his tax forms. He has refused to make a complete divestiture of himself and the Trump Organization. And now he's bringing in multiple billionaires into his cabinet. Mm-hmm. And it's by far the wealthiest cabinet that this country's ever seen. And Governor John Sununu of New Hampshire yesterday on CNN was asked about the conflicts of interest, potentially, that people like Elon Musk could have. And we're going to hear what the response was. But the thing that jumped out is, the thing that jumped out to me immediately in listening to this yesterday, that the slogan for the conservatives, for the MAGAs, for the Republicans should be, nothing matters. Nothing matters. There's like no rules, no regulations, nothing. Nothing matters. So that's something we will hear and talk about in the second hour of the program as well. If you'd like to be part of the show as we hear some of this sound, as we talk about the legacy of Jimmy Carter, the death of Jimmy Carter, where we are as a country right now, conflicts of interest. Does anything matter to the MAGAs in terms of following the rules? If you are somebody that like to have your voice be heard, we want your voice to be heard. You can either call us or text us at the same number. This number works for either to call or text. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also use the Civic Media app to call or text. It's free. All you do is go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. All the Civic Media radio stations will be there. Open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. Hit the text button or the call button, and you can let your thoughts be heard as well. Before we go any further, need to say good morning and hello and welcome back to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer. He was not with us on Friday or Saturday, but he's back looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It's great to be back.
How did your trip and weekend go?
Yeah, honestly, I just had a great extended Christmas on vacation. I went down to Burlington and Racine to visit my mom's side of the family. We had lots of great food, and just it was really great to connect with the family and share stories of what's happened this past year. And I told the family about my upcoming trip to Disney World, and it got everybody talking. So, yeah, I still can't believe I'm going to Disney World in a little less than 3 weeks now. Three weeks from yesterday, actually.
That will be just fantastic. Really happy for you. Looking forward to hearing about your trip, and hopefully it'll go fantastically well.
I'll still be here for a while, folks. I'm not leaving again for a while, so you'll still have me for a while.
Well, you'll be coming back afterwards. You're not going to stay down there.
I wish I could, but Yes, I will be coming back.
Fantastic. So, very, very good indeed. Sounds like
Did you hear that somebody won the Mega Millions?
I did not. I was going to check that out and talk about it a little later. But
yeah. They actually had a winner.
Do you recall where that may be, what state they were from? Let me see if I can find it real fast.
I know we talked about it when I was with the family, but I don't remember what a state the winner was from.
California, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the odds would say California because they have more people out there than most any other state.
The jackpot was over $1 billion. I think it was up to
$1.22 billion.
Yeah. Man. That is happening.
And the thing about it as well is sometimes these lotteries have multiple winners. Sometimes. This was the only winner. So it doesn't have to share it with anybody else. One winner for $1.22 billion. So, and once again, I forgot to get my ticket. I probably had the winning ticket, but
I decided not to buy one because it's like, if I'm going to Disney World, for me, that's the equivalent of winning the Mega Millions.
You got your lottery winning ticket on Christmas there, right? But, I just, my gambling involves a little poker basically once a year. It's like I go out to Vegas during the summer, play in the World Series, have a lot of fun. But there's something about poker that you control a little bit. I don't like the slots. I don't like the lotteries here because it's all chance. I like to have a little bit of control over it. Yeah. Just a little bit.
A lot of chance and a lot of luck, too. But at least if you're playing poker, you have control of the cards.
A little bit.
little bit of control.
You got to get a little luck, but you also have to make some good decisions as well.
It's like when you're playing a Monopoly.
Right. You got to make the right choices.
I learned the hard way because we were playing it as a family. Well, first with my regular family, and then we played a different version of Monopoly when I was down with the extended family. And first time I played, I was the first one out. Second time we played, I did a lot better. So I'm learning. But Monopoly is just a game of luck.
You're not quite ready to be a landlord yet.
No, I don't think I'll be ready for that for quite some time.
Pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin as we count down to the end of 2024, start of 2025. Again, plenty of blue skies out there, temperature in the upper 20s. How is the weather going to be here as we get towards New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? If you're planning on heading on out to celebrate tomorrow night, well, we'll find out. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22. It is the penultimate day of 2024, but a nice start here in downtown Wausau. Looking to my right, see a lot of blue skies as the sun is rising. Temperature around 28 degrees here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. And to find out about the weather as we wrap up 2024 and head into 2025, the person with all the answers, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it'll be the last time we get a chance to talk to her in 2024. Brittany Merlot, is that true, Brittany?
Yes, that's true. This is the last time this year. It's also the last time we're going to see the sunshine this year, too. That's kind of sad news, but
I think those go together. Yeah, if you're not here, the sun goes away.
I like it.
But it is really a nice start here this morning, isn't it?
It really is. Honestly, it's beautiful. We've got a dense fog advisory in effect, but no fog here for us. That's staying much further south and actually off to the west. So if you are headed that way, expect some fog. Otherwise, partly sunny today and still mild. Temperatures climbing to the upper 30s. It's going to be a gorgeous last few days, I should say, of 2024. Because as we go through tonight, we fall back below freezing, so we could see some freezing fog. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a wintry mix, potentially. Nothing crazy accumulations because the storm is sliding south, but it is going to fling some light snowfall at us and also some freezing drizzle possible, too. So that'll be probably tomorrow from around noon to 3. That'll kick on out of here. And then for New Year's Eve, it'll just be mostly cloudy out there with temperatures falling to the low 20s. But it will be breezy. So if you're wearing some dresses, trying to go out and celebrate and ring in the new year, it's going to be cold tomorrow evening. And then the cold really does settle in as we go into next week, or finishing off this week and into the next week, because New Year's Day, it'll be partly sunny. That's always good to have sunshine to start off the new year. Highs will be in the upper 20s to low 20s. And then we slide Thursday, Friday into the weekend, highs only in the teens. And we're kind of locked in that cold grip for quite a while.
As you say that it's colder, I did not hear you say the term snow.
No.
Because you had mentioned last week, and you're exactly again, I think, you know, not just tooting the horn here for what you and everybody else at Civic Media does, but your forecasts are always so, I mean, I do think they're more accurate than what I see elsewhere. And you were exactly right in terms of the rain and the temperatures going up and the snow going away. And we've talked about this before. I mean, I was saying this to Ian earlier. I mean, there's folks that have their snowmobiles still in their garage and their sleds and their cross-country skis. Are they going to have to start selling them because we're also move further north? Because again, this year, I'm starting to worry we're going through the same pattern that we had last year.
I know it's a little bit better this year than last year, but we're still in that snow deficit for sure. When I was looking at the snow maps, right, the entire state of Wisconsin had snow cover before this warm up. Now you have to go to Ashland or even like way up north, Ironwood, Hurley, and even their snowpack is pretty much minimal, almost gone. And even into Minnesota, where places, I call it Minnesota, they're not even seeing that much either. So it's not about moving north. It's almost about moving south, because the south is looking at a few more shots of snowfall compared to us and up north. So actually tomorrow, the state line between Wisconsin and Illinois is going to see the accumulations of a couple of inches. Well, here for us, we're dealing with a few flurries and maybe a trace of snow. That's not enough. So it's kind of backwards. And it was like that last year too, where that jet stream was really sending the snowfall further south. And I've also noticed the path that the snow takes is much smaller. It's more condensed. It's not as widespread, bigger areas being hit anymore. This track seems to be very narrow of accumulations that, you know, the snow lovers want. But the good news is with the cold air moving in, you know that's a north breeze. You know that's going to turn on the lake effect snow. So places up towards Lake Superior, you'll see more and more snowfall. So don't sell the snowmobiles. Don't give up hope just yet. We're getting into the thick of winter. So I do see some chances ahead. I do.
All right. That's good to know. Okay, folks, don't panic like I was panicking the last segment. No panic here. The snow eventually will come back.
But it will.
as we know, and a lot of people are going to be, I think, going around having, as you said, having fun on New Year's Eve. What are the details here for the weather for today and tomorrow, especially tomorrow night, if they're going out to celebrate the start of 2025?
That's so exciting. The new year already. This year flew by.
Yeah.
We've got such beautiful day today. Partly sunny. Highs in the upper 30s. Some fog could build back overnight tonight, turning into some freezing fog. And tomorrow, we've got that system sliding south. So definitely chances of maybe a wintry mix. Hopefully more of a light snow. This will be tomorrow between noon to about 3 or so. Does wind down by the evening, which is good. So hold off on your commute if you can till it's over. And then it's just going to start falling a little bit cold. Temperatures to those low 20s plus winds at about 20 miles per hour. So tomorrow night, it's going to be feeling more like the single digits to low teens. So dress for that when you're outdoors. Otherwise, enjoy the new year. Make some good resolutions.
We're going to work on that. I'm going to be getting on Ian to make sure he has a good one here before we're all said and done. But Brittany, Yes. Hey, enjoy your New Year's Eve. We will talk to you when the calendar says 2025 on Thursday.
Yes, sounds good. You too. Happy New Year.
Bye, Brittany. Happy New Year.
Bye.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, temperature 28 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 25, relative humidity of 88%, the barometer at 29.69 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, it's an information update. Then we're going to talk about the death of Jimmy Carter. President of the United States, 39th, passed away at the age of 100 yesterday. That's coming up with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35, 28 degrees under fair skies. The sun is shining here in north central Wisconsin, and hopefully the sun is shining in Plains, Georgia as well. As yesterday, the 39th President of the United States, James Earl Carter Jr., passed away. Oldest ever president, lived to be more than 100 years old, and he lived for many, many years, more than people thought, because I remember it must be almost a decade ago when he got diagnosed with cancer, and a brain cancer, and yet he just kept fighting and fighting and fighting, and then his final fight was to live until Election Day 2024 in order to vote for Kamala Harris, but in the end, he was able to basically cross every finish line that he wanted to, and now at the end of 2024 he's passed away.
Joined rest in peace.
Yep, joined his late wife Rosalind, and the words are coming in as people are honoring President Jimmy Carter, and again, the years that Jimmy Carter was president were very difficult years for the United States of America and for the world. Mm-hmm. It was during a time when I was very young back then. I was 5 years old when he was inaugurated, and I was nine years old when he left office. There were difficulties with gas prices because there was oil issues in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Of course, the one issue that probably more than any that ultimately led to his defeat, along with the economic issues, was the Iranian hostage crisis. And that basically, you know, was the front and center for the final year plus of his presidency. But there were aspects that were just out of his control. I mean, some of the economic issues, they were worldwide. And sometimes folks will point fingers at specific politicians for issues that are not under their direct control. And sometimes you get fortunate if you're president where the economic currents are going in the right direction. Sometimes you get put in a position where you're fighting against those economic currents for those 4 years, and I think that was the case for Jimmy Carter in the late 1970s.
You know, being the president, it doesn't mean that you're just gonna walk into the White House and just, you know, start off on the good foot. I mean, you're gonna have to climb a lot of hills in order to make progress.
You also need to be a little lucky, just like in gambling. It goes a long way. You have to be very smart. You have to make the right decisions. You have to have the right people around you. But you also have to be, I think, a little bit lucky in terms of some of the issues and the economic currents that you're facing when you're in office. But also something that jumped out about Jimmy Carter from the very beginning, right through the end of his life, and I think as well for President Biden, is the word decency. And as we head into Trump 2.0, and I think we need to be reminded, because we're already seeing it during the transition, some of the chaos and some of the clown show aspects of what we're going to be dealing with for 2025 and beyond with the return of Trump world to Washington, D.C. And for that reason, I was watching last night as President Biden made some comments about President Jimmy Carter. And one of the things that I thought of was, if this had occurred a month later and Donald Trump was making the comments, they would sound a lot different, because he doesn't seem to have that ability to rise above pettiness and rise above personal slights and rise above just anything that gets in his vision that doesn't say you are the best. So I wanted to play what President Joe Biden said to the media last night after word came down that former President Jimmy Carter had passed away at the age of 100.
Julie, come on up here. You know, this is a sad day, but it brings back an incredible amount of good memories. Today, America and the world, in my view, lost a remarkable leader. He was a statesman and humanitarian. And Jill and I lost a dear friend. I've been hanging out with Jimmy Carter for over 50 years, it dawned on me. And I had countless conversations over those years. And I always would be proud to say that he used to kid me about it, that I was the first national figure to endorse him in 1976 when he ran for president. There was an overwhelming reason for it. His character. What I find extraordinary about Jimmy Carter, though, is that millions of people all around the world, all over the world, feel they lost a friend as well, even though they never met him. And that's because Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds. Just look at his life, his life's work. He worked to eradicate disease, not just at home, but around the world. He forged peace, advanced civil rights, human rights, promoted free and fair elections around the world. He built housing and homeless for the homeless with his own hands. And his compassion and moral clarity lifted people up and changed lives and saved lives all over the globe. Jimmy Carter was just as courageous in his battle against cancer as he was in everything in his life. Cancer was a common bond between our two families, as of many other families. And our son, Bo, died. When he died, Jimmy and Rosalind were there to help us heal. Jimmy knew the ravages of the disease too well. He lost his father, his brother, his sisters to this terrible disease. So when Jimmy was diagnosed, we did our best to comfort him. We met with him down in Plains. We met with him anyway. We talked and shared our beliefs that, as a nation, we have the talent. We have the talent and the resources to one day end cancer as we know it, if we make the investments. He believed that like I do. I'll always cherish having seen Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter together. Theirs was a love affair of the ages. While we'll miss them both dearly, it do take some solace, and our kids were saying it, that they're united once again. We're going to remain forever in our hearts, but they're together again. The entire Carter family, on behalf of the world, the whole nation, we send our whole heartfelt sympathies and gratitude. Our gratitude for sharing President Carter with us for so many years. You know, Jimmy Carter stands as a model of what it means to live a life of meaning and purpose, life of principle, faith, and humility. His life dedicated to others. You know, he was like my dad. He thought that, he said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about dignity, your dignity. About being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, everything's going to be okay. He believed, as I do, and many as you do, that that's absolutely possible. It's within our grasp to do that. It's not that hard. In his life, he served the nation in the Navy. He led the state of Georgia. He became president and a beloved statesman all over the world. But to know his core, you need to know he never stopped being a Sunday school teacher at that Baptist church in Plains, Georgia. Today's world, some look at Jimmy Carter and see a man of a bygone era. With honesty and character, faith and humility, it mattered. But I don't believe it's a bygone era. I see a man not only of our times, but for all times. Someone who embodied the most fundamental human values we can never let slip away. Although sometimes it seems like it is. We may never see his like again. We'd all do well to try to be a little more like Jimmy Carter. You know, my mom, you've heard me say this before, used to say, bravery lives in every heart, and someday it'll be summoned. Every time it was summoned, he stepped up. Every time, politically, personally, morally. And, you know, everything. The one thing I admired most about him, he thought and believed, and he really did believe this, and I do as well, that everybody deserves an even shot. No guarantees, just a shot. Everybody deserves a shot. And, you know, he gave an awful lot of people a chance. So, as I said, I was an admirer. I consider myself a friend. Kept in touch with him, and his son, I was going to tell you a story his son told me, but that'd be inappropriate. Maybe he'll tell you, but I think he's happy. I think he's happy with Rosalynn. So.
President, as you think about your post-presidency, is there anything about Jimmy Carter's time after leaving office that inspired you for the years ahead?
Yeah, never give up hope. Never give up hope. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. So much negativism out there. I know you're tired of hearing me say it over the last 4 years. But folks, there's nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing beyond our capacity. If we do it together, and I mean it. I mean it. And he believed it.
Sir, what is your fondest memory of Jimmy Carter?
I have a number of them. I guess maybe my fondest memory of Jimmy Carter was when he grabbed me by the arm and said, I need you to help me in my campaign. And I said, I've only been around a couple of years, Mr. Governor. He said, no, it'll make a difference. And I said, I'm not sure it will. He said, no, it will. And when I endorsed him for president, I told him why I was endorsing him, and that it was not only his policies, but his character, his decency, the honor he communicated to everyone. And but he was also very, very, he and Rosalynn were very kind to Jill and me when we lost our son, Beau. They were there for us. And I don't know, it's I think that what Jimmy Carter is an example of is just simple decency. Simple decency. And I think that's what the rest of the world looks to America for.
Wow.
Simple decency. And
that was amazing.
Well, the thing about it is there's some a couple of different lines that kind of jumped out. Talked about Carter living a life of meaning and purpose. A life of dignity, humility, and selflessness.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody deserves a shot. And it's something that the president's been talking about during his term. And yet, this country seems to turn from that ideal so very quickly in order to have maybe egg prices that go down. And I just think that as we move into 2025, as we move into the future, as we decide as a people of our community, of our state, of our country, what we want to be, there's time to, I think, look at more of the big picture as opposed to selfish interests. And unfortunately, right now, in the last election, we have a electorate that has the complete right, and the it's the way our system is set up. You decide what qualities, policies you want in leadership. And right now, they have chosen, I think, more of a selfish point of view as opposed to a bigger point of view. Because I don't think the next president will have the qualities of living a life of meaning and purpose, a life of dignity, humility, and selflessness. Coming up later in the program, going to talk about the idea of what matters. Does anything matter? Is it just simply a bottom line? It's not just in politics, no. I think you see it in many other areas where it's all about the bottom line. And I think that we have to look beyond that. We have to think deeper than that. And I think the death of Jimmy Carter is a good time to be able to think a little bit more about that as well. The time is 8:49. We're going to take a quick time out. Come back with more along this line. 28 degrees, sunny skies. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. If you have any thoughts on the death of Jimmy Carter or anything else, you can join us by either calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. It slipped my mind there for a moment. 715-382-9297. You can either call or text us by using that number, and you can also use the Civic Media app by opening up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app as well. And I remember back when I was a kid, very, very young. It must have been 7 or 8 years old. when President Jimmy Carter came to Wausau. Remember, I lived in Rothschild. I grew up in Rothschild. I went to Rothschild School. And I remember seeing the presidential motorcade go past right on Grand Avenue in front of the Rothschild School. And how big it felt. A president was coming to our area. A president was coming to our town. And to still remember that, seeing that vehicle go by. And during the late 1970s, and such a long time ago. And yet, when you look at the life of a man who lives to be 100 years old, he was president for 4 years. That meant there was 96 other years. He was a Navy hero in World War II, U.S. Naval officer. He was somebody that served as governor of Georgia, who defeated a segregationist in order to become the governor, and then turned that state to looking forward when it came to issues of race. He came in with big ideas as president. And as I said earlier, unfortunately, fate had it differently, where these issues of oil and the economy and foreign policy, the Iranian hostages, derailed some of these big ideas. In fact, even when he was leaving office back in January of 1981, he was present enough to look into the future and see some issues that were bubbling up at that time that were going to get even worse over the next decades. In his farewell address, which he gave on January the 14th of 1981, 6 days before leaving office, President Carter worried about the direction of the country. He noted that the American people had begun to lose faith in the government's ability to deal with problems and were turning to single-issue groups and special interest organizations to ensure that whatever else happens, our own personal views and our own private interests are protected. This focus on individualism, he warned, distorts the nation's purpose because the national interest is not always the sum of all of our single or special interests. We are all Americans together, Carter said, and we must not forget that the common good is our common interest and our individual responsibility. Carter urged Americans to protect our most precious possessions, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, and the land which sustains us, and advance the basic human rights that had, after all, invented America. Our common vision of a free and just society is our greatest source of cohesion at home and strength abroad, greater even than the bounty of our material blessings.
I think he was a man ahead of his time. Just these, he had these amazing ideas, but because of the situation he was in, he wasn't able to expand on them as much as he wanted to. But I think it really means a lot that he had these ideas and he never stopped believing in them.
Jimmy Carter, back when he went to the White House in order to try to save energy, he installed solar panels on the White House roof.
Really?
You know what? But then the first thing that Ronald Reagan ever did was take them off.
Oh, man.
So, again, I mean, people make choices in elections. And you see that the individual need seems to continue where, again, people see, I think, the weaknesses of somebody like Donald Trump. And yet they think, well, maybe he'll be able to lower prices. He's not going to be able to lower prices. And those weaknesses are still there. Yeah. I just think that people need to take those words that the personal views and the private interests are not as important as the big picture. And yes, I understand that for an individual, the bottom line is paying your bills and being able to protect your family. But at the same time, turning over the keys to a person like Trump as opposed to a person like Carter, you're taking chances.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter passes away at the age of 100 yesterday at his home in Georgia.
Rest in peace.
Coming up, we will have an information update, and then hour number two of the program. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.